Blog Talk Radio.
Candidate Reuben Dockery. Just wanted to pause for a moment. Somewhere I read that you ought to give honor to whom honor is due. Accordingly, we pause to give honor to the Queen, who has made her transition to the other side. That is an activity we all must go through, and we won't be able to avoid it. So that you're joining us again for another conversation relative to things in Tennessee Senate District 19. And this is an opportunity for you to talk to me, for me to speak with you. Number here in the studio, you can call 657-383-0944. Feel free to share your question or comment via Facebook. I want to thank you in advance, those of you that are following us live stream here via Facebook. This dialogue is for you in about 40 minutes here or so to go. I will introduce to you the basic topic in the conversation that we'll be speaking about, but really it's an open dialogue. That's why we call it open mic, because it's about you posing the questions to me and me giving you an honest answer as best I can. I promise you one thing, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I don't know, I must ask you to give me an opportunity to go and research it and find it out. And together, we'll win together. All right? Now, tonight, the topic is Tennessee Senate District 19 four-year education program. Last week, we talked about economic developments, and we'll have these themes throughout the election cycle because these are designed to engage with you, the voters, and we're looking forward to having more participation. I want to encourage you to share this with your friends and let them know that Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m., we're holding these podcast conversations, live stream broadcast. So again, we're talking about the four-year education focus. In Tennessee Senate District 19, more than half of all the schools on the Department of Education's priority list, and you get there by not performing above 5% of those schools with annual yearly progress. And the formula that they came up with a few years ago when they tried to deal with the changing of No Child Left Behind and the fact that the state of Tennessee was supposed to take over metro schools, unfortunately. Let me say this first and foremost. As I speak tonight, I'm not pointing the finger blame at the teachers in the public schools. I believe that the root of the problem is that there's a disconnect between the children that are in those schools, in their classrooms, and their parents, and the teachers. And there's a need to build and foster a healthy partnership. Does that mean I expect parents to become professional educators? Absolutely not. Does that mean I expect teachers to become parents of these children? Absolutely not. Things are certain. Teachers are trained and certified to educate children, to understand and meet the curriculum that the Tennessee Department of Education has set forth, Tennessee Blueprint for Learning, excuse me. And the other fact is that parents know their children better than anybody, even when we sometimes fall short doing everything right. It's very much of an experiment for us as parents. You know, I've never met a perfect parent yet, but we're doing the best we can. And the truth is, they know their children, even if they don't know how to best prepare them, to train them, to prepare them to come to the brick and mortar classroom. Now, having said that, the reality is there's a systematic problem in public education. And one of the issues is, as I said, that there's a breakdown. Now, when we look at who it is that are having the most problems academically and social adjustments in our public schools, let's put the oil where the squeak is. You can track it by voting precinct from each of the school districts, each of the council districts, each of the house a representative district. And today we're talking about Senate District 19. Okay? Same people that are challenging. And the reality is that what the data suggests, that more than anybody else, can American males in particular as a subgroup struggle to find their way in the public school setting and to be successful as students. As evidenced by the fact that over the last 5-7 years or greater, there have been a significant number of them either suspended, expelled from schools, or sent to alternative school education. That means you can't; they're not able to properly function in a traditional school environment. I'm not saying that they're bad people. There's a problem. That's my point today. As your next state senator, what I want to do is to work with you on the focus of the solution over the next 4 years. As it would happen, I'm a professional educator by trade, by profession, and that's part of what I do. I have proffered a number of suggestions and have been working through my nonprofit Building Families and Communities. We're fortunate to be a supplementary educational service provider approved by the State Department of Education, as well as on the grassroots level, providing tutoring and support for different ones. And the reality is that there are some things that we can do as parents, as community members, stakeholders, and even as elected officials to work together. One of the things I'm looking at is, and I want to refer you back to the website, as we always do. Again, you're listening to Open Mic if you're just tuning in, Open Mic with 2018, Senate District 19 candidate, Reuben Dockery. Yours truly is running for state senate, and we're on the ballot in November. You'll find us there. You won't find Dockery. You've heard this before, haven't you? You won't find Dockery, but you will find Dockery. That's Reuben Dockery, Tennessee Senate District 19. I want to refer you back to the website, constituentadvocacy.com. That's where we've taken the time to place information that is instructional for you. And there, if you click on the website, it will allow you to go straight to the homepage. And when you get to the homepage, hover over the section that says candidate platform. I don't want you to stop there right now. You can go back later. I want you to go to podcast presentations, which is right, is highlighted right under it. Once you go there, then I want you to scroll down, and I want you to look for the video that says Voter Education Series Part 3, Current Status of Tennessee Senate District 19, Issues of Importance, all right? We're not going to look at the video today, but I do want to draw your attention to the PDF file that's there. If you're on your computer, you can open it up. If you're watching this later on, you can do the same thing. This is designed to be interactive and user-friendly. When you open it up, it'll bring you to the first page. And we're going to scroll down to page 6. Page 6. And it's talking about K through 12 education. What we find is that the National Area Chamber of Commerce, through their report card, every year they do a report card of the school system. And their primary interest is developing a healthy workforce. They predicted almost 20 years ago now that by 2020, there will be jobs that come to the Nashville, Davidson County area. And the young people, almost 20 years ago now, that were in the public schools would not be prepared to fill them. And that has come to fruition largely. Natives, born and raised here. Now, what can we do about that? Well, I submit to you that that gap that I told you about, the breakdown between the parents and the teachers, we can bridge that gap. Right? Since we are talking about the next 4 years, how do we do that? These things don't have to be long-lasting for us. Okay? I just want to share with you a few things, and we'll open up the phone lines formally. You can call us 657-383-0944. Pose a question. Give a comment. Facebook, we'll be happy to entertain you in that regard. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. We got another 32 minutes to do so. All right? I invite you and encourage you to get with us here. Talk with you about is how do we fix this problem? Is it fixable? Absolutely. Now, irregardless of what's going on with the adults in charge of the school system, and those who are directly supervising our children in the schools and teaching them, no matter what the issue is that you didn't get it right, every time it's not done right, children are the ones that suffer from it. And that's not fair to them. Okay? When grown people drop the ball, they cause a problem for their children. Now, so let's grow up, and let's talk about how we can fix that problem. That's really what we have to look at. Don't be upset. Don't feel as though you're indicted or any way. Just let's talk about how to fix the problem over the next 4 years. As a state senator, what I would be doing is working to proffer legislation that will embolden and strengthen current legislation, current practice, but more importantly, provide opportunities for specified funding that can help with a direct focus on parent engagement and involvement. I know that there are some things on the State Department's website. I've seen them. I've heard them. I've engaged them. And guess what? What I found out is, as nice as they sound, the people that need them in these voting precincts, they're not benefiting from them. So what's the problem? I believe the problem is we need to relook at how that is disseminated. Okay? To that end, you're on that page with me on that PDF on page 6 now. You'll notice that I have offered the following. Focuses of the campaign, my legislative agenda, is to craft public policy that empowers parents, constituents of the Senate district. There are a lot of parents they not know, or they are disempowered, or they, for whatever reason, don't utilize what they have. Either way, what we have to do is embolden them, empower them, take a greater role into working to ensure that their children get the best public education that they can. Yes, there are alternatives to public education structures. There's conversation about vouchers, charters. And then you all know, there's no question about it, full transparency, I'm one of the first authors of one of the first applications for a charter school in the state of Tennessee back in 2003. I have found, though, that there's a need to even rethink that. I'm not advocating to totally get rid of and wash the public schools away. What I'm concerned about is how many of our babies are suffering because the public education system does not work. Certainly, charter schools in the spirit of legislation were crafted and designed to be a part of the traditional public education system. Not many parents know that, unfortunately, after all the years that it's been in existence here in Tennessee. All right, but nonetheless, what I'm talking about is proffering public policy that helps parents to know and to act. You recall that there are three pillars to my campaign, and that's constituent education, constituent organizations, and constituent participation. Not only at the ballot box, but long after you vote, you need to be an active participant in the revitalizing and the safety and security of your family, your community, your neighborhood, your children. In this case, their education. On the state website, I believe it's still there, last time I checked it was, they had a 21st Century Community Learning Center deal. Yours truly applied on numerous occasions for it, and I still haven't got a straight answer why what we offered was not good enough. But what I have seen in the last 10 years that I've been applying, I've applied 3 times, is that everything we identified as the problem and we offered a solution, it's gotten worse. Now, why am I running? Because I know that there are some things, some policies that need to change. That's what my campaign is about, Change 2018. In the interest of our children first, these things need to change. They're not working. The definition of insanity is to continue in the same path, same behavior, and expecting something different. Same, brothers and sisters, my friends, neighbors, constituents. That's insane. And we should not act like we are plumb crazy. All right? But we change those things. The 21st century model is good because it provides an opportunity not only to work with the children, but work with the whole family. Well, where are we going to get the money from, Doctor? A lot of times at the beginning of the legislative session, as I've been saying to you, that's when priorities are set about how money will be spent from the state budget for the next year. Somebody, Dockery needs to be there to fight on your behalf to make sure that in these voting precincts where there are these babies who are not doing well and can't read on grade level and have difficulties with math and literacy and things of that nature. Somebody needs to be fighting for you to make sure that you get the right resources to the right people to do the right thing. Now, what can happen is that through the 21st century model, the parents they're not educators. They can hire educators to come in and supplement the instruction that their babies are getting in the schools on the regular school day. Part of the problem is not that the children can't learn. They have social-emotional issues that serve as a barrier to their learning. That's part of what needs to happen. Right now, there's a lot of crime and a lot of homicide in Davidson County. And what happens too often is that these things happen and a lot of grief go unprocessed and treated, right? And that becomes a barrier as well. Well, through the 21st century learning centers, we established these all throughout the district, the center district, and those 47 voting precincts strategically. And I've said this before, not every voting precinct needs the same thing. We have to look at where the need is and supply those things that are in need. Okay? I believe that what can happen is that on the voting precinct level, we can organize residents and constituents. And guess what? We can raise our own money to fund some things. And I think it's not unreasonable to ask the state to supplement that. So year-round, our children are getting the emotional support and the academic support that they need. I don't think that's asking too much. Okay? Family-centered educational support system is what I'm talking about. You see that on the website if you follow. Creating family-centered educational support system.
Are you trying to say I can't reach, say I'm dumb, I'm stupid?
No, beloved, no, absolutely not. Aretha Franklin told us that if you ever need a friend, I'll be there like a bridge over troubled waters. That's all I'm saying. And that's the type of leadership as your next senator, Reuben Dockery, will bring. It's not about Reuben Dockery and what I want. It's about you, the people, and how we get you what you need. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, if you belong to the Mickey Mouse Party, you still need that. Have I got a witness? This ain't church. We didn't come to preach. If you like what I'm saying, just say how, how. All right? So what I'm saying is that there are opportunities for us to be emboldened, to be organized, and to work together change that we need. Now, I'm sorry. We know the record of some people that are running already. We know that for whatever reason, they haven't brought these things to bear. I know that you don't control the public school system. I know that there's a deliberative body there, the school board. However, at the beginning, as I said, of the legislative session, when we set priorities for funding, what we look at is the money that our public schools are getting, and we let them know here are some of the expectations. Where do these expectations come from, Doctor? They come from the parents of the children that are in the public schools. That's who the money is for in the first place. Don't get it twisted. And let me just tell you again how much money has been spent over the last 4 years that's been allocated just for K-12 education in Tennessee. And if we look at it reasonably, we can ask ourselves, how much reasonably should we expect to come to Senate District 19, and more specifically, our respective voting precinct? Well, let's look. Consider this breakdown. $809,786,900 over the last 4 years since 2014. Now, there are 33 Senate districts in Tennessee. Reasonably, it seems to me that that being the case, if you divided that amount evenly among them, then somewhere around Tennessee Senate District 19 should be able to see somewhere around $538,997. Now, I know the money's been spent. Yeah, we know that. We know that it went somewhere and somebody got it. And we also know that somebody hadn't benefited from it. How do we know that? What the data says, what the reporting said, is that we have babies who can't read and can't write, who graduate in high school and still have literacy challenges. And continuously not doing well. They just finished some sort of assessment with the state, and they showed that the state has done better. But in Davidson County, some people did as well as six levels of improvement. Davidson County only won. I'm not saying that to slam us. I love us. That's why I'm saying it, because we need to focus on the change that we need. That's why I'm saying it. Okay? And the truth is, we have the wherewithal, I believe, we have the power and the opportunity to make that change. You don't need to send nobody to the Senate that either don't care or don't know about what we're talking about right now. So that's where the squeak is. We need to put the oil where the squeak is. All right? Well, where are these funds, as I was making reference to earlier, where are you going to get this money from? Don't you know we have money? Nobody's going to be able to convince me that there's no money. I'm sorry. You just can't do it. Question is, where are your priorities? That's the real question. Priorities, basically. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Open Mic. It's Friday, August 17th, with 2018 Senate District 19 candidate Ruben Dockery. You're just having a conversation right now. And I hope if you're listening, you'll join me. Okay? If you don't, I'll keep talking until our time allotted for this session expires. And we'll be back next Friday. By the way, let me make an announcement. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., I will be meeting and greeting constituents from Senate District 19 and all those who would like to come out and hear clearly what our vision and focus is and support our campaign. We'll be at 2610 Jefferson Street. That's where that is. That is where Kingdom Cafe is located. Proud owners are Fairfield Baptist Church's pastor, Howard E. Jones, Jr., who recently ran in the state Senate race in the Democratic primary. And as he and I had an opportunity to talk, he's still a winner. We all are winners. That's why I say I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for the people. But at the end of the day, when all the smoke is clear, we are all still neighbors in Senate District 19. We don't need to bear one another's throat because of an ugly, nasty, contested election. But the voters need to know where the best chances of getting what they need over the next 4 years. And I have to tell you, that's Ruben Dockery. There are going to be three names on the ballot. Oh, y'all heard me say that before. Y'all heard me say it's going to be only three names. And you heard me say that you won't find Hickory on there. You heard me say you won't find Dickory. But you can't look for Ruben Dockery. Choose Ruben Dockery for change in 2018. We can make a difference in our education of our children. There are some other things in education that will be helpful. The Tennessee Promise. I believe that through a focused awareness driving campaign, in addition to what's out there. Let me just say, I know that they put it out there, but y'all know it's not working because not enough of our babies taking advantage of it. What the Governor Haslam, the outgoing Governor Haslam, has done is repatriated some of the funding for the lottery so that you can have 2 years of free college. 2 years. Now, that's a practical way of providing this opportunity, right? And guess what? You don't have to fight and go through the hassles of having a certain ACT score. You can go through one of the two-year institutions like National State Community College and do well there. Develop yourself academically and transfer to Tennessee State or UT Knoxville, UT Chattanooga or Governor State or Austin Peay, one of the state institutions. And I believe there are a few others that you qualify for. Get a four-year degree. Right? What's wrong with that? If you are an adult, you dropped out of high school, went back and got your GED. Guess what? You could have been out for years. Now, some of that repatriation of funds allow you to still go to college or trade school. Say, what? Yeah, there's an opportunity now for you to continue your education and improve the quality of your life. What all of the research says is that the more education you have, the greater your income opportunities become. Regardless to what zip code you live in, what voting precinct you live, what area of town, you deserve the very best. And why settle for less? I want to encourage you to drop them zeros. Get yourself a hero. Choose doctors for State Senate District 19. And guess what? Guess what? We're going to make sure you get what you need. I'm not going there to play games with nobody. I don't have that barrier of, well, you are a Democrat or you're a Republican. I love all of them, like peanut butter, love jelly. But that ain't even on the table with me. What's best for the people? And what is it reasonably we can do to work together to get that? That's where I want to see it. You understand what I'm saying? Damn it. I got 13 minutes. 657-383-0944. Call me. Let me know if I'm wrong. Correct me. I don't want to go wrong. I'm trying to get to heaven. Let me know if I'm wrong. Shoot me a Facebook post. You know, maybe on Facebook, and you're trying to, you know, tell me what you think. Where you at with that? You know, what you got? What we got? Let me see. Let me make sure I'm not missing anybody here that's trying to get with us. Okay, there we go. We still got a few minutes, and I'll be happy to. Let's see. Okay. All right. Well, we're grateful again for you joining us. I'm looking to see if anyone has done anything here. So give us a call here and talk to me about where you are and what you think about this conversation. That's really what this time is allotted for. And in the next few minutes that we have, I'd like to encourage you again to think about, more importantly. Now, let me stop and say in the time that we have left that I understand people are sick and tired of Well, Davidson County, let's be more specific. You've had five already. There's a fifth election taking place right now, and that is the one for the vice mayor office. And you're probably sick and tired of a whole lot of signs and things of that nature, too. Okay, I understand. I'm going to be coming to your neighborhoods, to your blocks, to your precincts, to have real substantive conversations with me. When you hear me, when you see me, just come on out and talk to me. Okay? I don't want you to feel as though you don't have an option. The truth is, a significant amount of voters chose not to participate in the primary. Okay? And accordingly, there's a suggestion that there was no interest. Perhaps because they felt as though there was nothing they had an option to. I'm coming your way so you'll know you have an option. You don't have to settle for the less. Together we can create what is best for all of us in this room. So having said that, got another about 10 minutes here. I want to encourage you again to give us a call. Let me just go. Just shoot me a message via Facebook or give us a call. Be happy to entertain that. Let me say this, going back to our PDF file here that's in on the website, constituentadvocacy.com. You simply went to platform. And the platform. under that you will see the highlighted podcast presentation. Once you get to that podcast presentation, what it allows you to do is to either choose the video itself or the PDF files. And that's what we're speaking from right now, PDF file. We were down to slide 6, where there's discussion about K-12 education. I'm a firm believer that whatever expectations we set for our children is what they will strive to meet. I'm early on now. And for those who, for whatever reasons, are emotionally beaten and trodden and don't have much confidence in themselves, under the right circumstances, with love and care, we can even get them to a point where they can be successful. No questions, no hesitation, no reservation of mind and me whatsoever. What I'm saying to you is white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or any other ethnicity, learning is possible for all of us. I realize that there are individuals with major disabilities that impede their learning. And thank goodness for DEA, where we have disability, right? We have laws that prompts and guides us to go out of our way to provide alternative instruction and support for those who perhaps are challenged in that way under the special education umbrella, which incidentally what I served as a special education teacher at Stratford High School in East Nashville. And I'm proud that Stratford has really bounced back. They're doing really well. They've become have a strong a magnet focus there. Both the Great Pearl Cone, and likewise. We certainly need to praise the McGavick. Great things going on there. White's Creek has some wonderful things going on there. when you start calling names, you mess up because you leave out. And you don't want. There are great things going on, even though we have these challenges. And all I'm saying is there's a need to bridge the partnership, strengthen the partnership between the parents and the teachers and school administrators. Okay? And I realize that it's not going to happen overnight, and everything may not be possible. But look, I believe what the text says, all things. I ain't going to preach. I ain't come to preach right now. I'm a candidate for office right now. But I just believe that. And I believe what so as you believe, that's what you'll achieve. Amen? I mean, is that right? Somebody say how hell. Somebody say how hell. Anyway, let me bring myself together. Let me get myself together here. Get about 6 minutes here before we wrap up tonight's session. Tomorrow, Saturday, August the 18th. Yours truly will be meeting and greeting Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street, historic Jefferson Street, right next to the Elks Lodge, and on the other side of that is Jefferson Street Baptist Church. A little bit further down, you'll see the gateway to the HBCU, Historically Black College University, Tennessee State University. Come on out. Join us. Hear from us. We'd like to hear from you. Like to meet you. My wife and I will be there greeting constituents. We'd love to see your face there. We'll be there from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We'll be there a long time. But it'll be enough. Get there on time now. Get there on time and spend time with us. We want to certainly engage you and let you know who we are, how we're planning to serve you, and those sort of things. And we certainly can use your support to get the word out to all 98,000, some 478 elected or eligible voters in District 19. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah. According to the Davidson County Election Commission, then District 19 has 98,000. Roughly 478 eligible voters. You wonder, well, where were all those people in August? Don't worry, we're going to find them. knock on your doors, roll up on your block, and talk to you, maybe offer you some cold water, some ice cream. Perhaps you need to register to vote. We can do that, too. Whatever you need, you got it. Reuben Dockery is your candidate for Tennessee Senate District 19, and I encourage you to join us in this process. Tremaine Hawkins has a song called Change. She says, a change has come over me. Listen to it just for a second. Mike with Reuben Dockery. I hope that even after this episode is wrapped up in just a few seconds, that you're able to go back and to consider things that we've shared tonight. They're intended to help empower you as a constituent, all of our constituents. Perhaps you're saying, I don't need that information, Dockery. I know that already. Well, friend, you and I also know that many of our neighbors are in desperate need of this information, but more importantly, proaction to bring about the change that will stop school dropout, that will stop the variable factors that lead into criminal activity, engagement with law enforcement, engagement with the criminal justice system itself, and sadly, too often, early demise part of young people. We have the power. We the people. We can do it. Let's bring the change in 2018 that you tested me. Reuben Dockery is your change agent. I want to thank you again for joining me tonight, either live, live streaming on Facebook, on the podcast platform. We will see you next Friday. Next Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. And we will look forward to engage you then. Thank you again. This is your host, Reuben Dockery, with Open Mic, Candidate Reuben Dockery.